RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, your weekly spot for the best local golf talk in Western New York right here on Tee to Green every Saturday morning. Today, we are in beautiful Attica, New York at Attica's 10th hole and golf course, and we're excited to be with you here over the course of the next hour. Coming up, we will be joined by the owner and superintendent, Scott Howard. We'll have some course information for you here coming up in just one moment. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff, of course, always providing his great insight. We'll have that coming up here along the way. Our news and notes from around the pro tours, including our check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour Leaderboard, and LPGA Leaderboard, all coming up on the way. And also coming up at 7:30, we'll get a quick check-in with Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs, which isn't that far away. It's Derby Day, so the first Saturday in May. All that coming up here on our show on Tee to Green. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning. I got to give you money then. So, because you're going to be.
I'm going to be at Batavia Downs
later, right, for the annual Kentucky Derby show. So,
we'll put the picks in.
That's where Jeff and I give Brian money, and we never see any money.
It's weird. Yeah. And then we never find out who we got to bet or anything.
Yeah,
like
that.
And
then he
talks about a nice deal he had.
Yeah. Every year he bets on the horse called Should Be Glue. And.
Yeah, we have had no luck with that program, have we?
Yeah. Well, no, this is where I'll give Brian credit. He always bets, like, you know, the plus 6,000 odds.
Right. True.
So we could have a big hit. Like, right. I mean, Jeff, really.
Listen, you hand me a 10. You don't want me to come back with 18. You want me to come back with 1,800. At this point, I might come for that.
Yeah. I was going to say, Brian, the price of gas right now, and Uncle Visa needs to be paid back. So, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, we've lost consistently for 15 years.
We have.
This is our year.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
However, However, let's talk about where we are today, because mm-hmm. this is I look forward to this visit every year. I think it's our third consecutive year out here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. And one of the reasons is because the guy I've always said if I were ever going to buy a golf course, he'd be the first guy I'd hire. He instead went and bought his own golf course. That's Scott Howard. Smart.
Yeah.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah. Right. Well, good to have you guys back. It's always enjoyment for me to have you guys here.
So we'll talk about the course here one second, but just our long-time relationship with Scott, just for those that are maybe hearing from him for the first time, Kev, a big reason why our annual Duster Putting Challenge has been a success in the past and continues to thrive every year as we raise great money for charitable events is because of this man here, Scott.
Yeah, Scott was the superintendent at Fox Valley Club. That's where I first got to know Scott and went with him with this idea. Hey, we want to do this punch hole, and, you know, 18 hole. When I was talking to somebody, like, there's no superintendent's going to let you do that. Scott's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And which, thank you for that. And not only that, but the put this deftly. The work he was able to do at that course with a limited budget was fantastic. So,
making chicken salad from
exactly. Well, that. No, I mean, you know, he had better ingredients than what you're referring to, but you know, there's just some limitations, and Scott made it work,
and he's taken that skill here to Attica.
Absolutely, yes. And the place looks, you know, the greens look amazing. They always looked amazing at Fox when Scott was there, and they look amazing here. It's a 9-hole golf course. But it's routed. You can go through and play 18, and you're not only making it work, you guys are thriving here, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing very well. You know, it's taken a little bit of time to get everybody to understand that this was a private club. It was 90 years old this year. So it's taken a little bit of time to let everybody know that we're 100% public golf course now. And, you know, we are seeing our rounds increasing, new players coming in often, along with our longstanding former members and season pass holders that have been here for years. You know, it's a little bit of a hidden gem. We're not right on the main drag, so people really don't know a lot where it is. But if you Google us, you find us on Google Maps. And you know, it's a beautiful golf course. I think the one thing that I really like about this course versus some courses I've played, all 9 holes are completely different. It's not like you play up one fairway, down the next. You know, some golf courses I've been to are, I don't want to call them cookie cutter, but it's like you
cool route plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're all unique holes.
Mm-hmm. And you said you aerified the fairways, right? Explain that to people, because why you're trying to encourage them to drive on the fairway.
Right, right. So last fall was the first time that we ever had a machine come in that actually pulled the cores and punched the holes and aerified the fairways here in all the years I was here. I started here in 2006 originally as a superintendent. And what that did this spring, with the wet spring that we've had, the fairways are actually the driest spot to drive the golf cart. So I get a funny look from the golfers when they come in, and I say, yeah, it's a little bit wet out there, but try to keep the cart in the fairway.
And why did you aerify the fairways? Can you explain that to people?
Well, when you aerify, and one of the reasons that superintendents will aerify your greens at your golf courses, it allows the gases to escape. It relieves compaction. It actually makes the greens better for the next season. Some courses will aerify spring and fall. I personally just do it in the fall, and that allows the water to get down. Believe it or not, the freeze-thaw process will actually help the greens throughout the next spring.
Very cool. 90 years.
90 that, years.
Being around for 90 years with anything is a cool accomplishment. But yep. So this course is obviously built 90 years ago, and how about tell everybody a little bit about the background of how you ended up deciding to buy this course a few years ago. It's a cool story.
So I was at Fox Valley, and that's where I met you guys. And I started here before I went to Fox Valley. I was a superintendent here for 10 years. And I had heard a rumor that, you know, maybe they were looking to sell, maybe not. You know, there was rumbling. So I approached the board of governors and said, hey, if you guys are really interested, you know, I'm kind of thinking that I would like to have a shot at it. My wife and family and I, my two boys and I live in Attica. So, you know, it was kind of like coming home. And after a long process, took about a year, we were able to purchase the golf course and start putting our own stamp on it. We've done some updates here in the clubhouse, painting, you know, just trying to upgrade some things. We built a golf shop. Originally, there was no golf shop here. We've added some more golf carts, the things of that nature, just to try to improve what was already great about this place, just try to make it better.
Well, the restaurant is doing well, too. How many fish fries did you do last night?
We did around 100 or a little over 100, and we have a very busy day tomorrow with Mother's Day breakfast. We're pretty much full. We don't have very many times left, but we do a breakfast from 8 to 12 on Mother's Day. The food is fantastic here. Everybody's done well with supporting us and coming out and enjoying the restaurant.
Yeah, that's really
we
cool.
Can all vouch the food is good here.
Yeah.
Yes, really good. It's, as a matter of fact, it's just worth the drive to come out to eat here.
I agree.
Seriously.
We had that nice breakfast last year,
yes.
I seem to recall.
Yeah. That's not happening this year.
We always remember the food, too, where we go.
That's not a, not a surprise.
Yeah. Weird.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Scott Howard, the owner and superintendent here at Attica's Tentpole and Golf Course. We are here live on Tee to Green from 7 to 8 a.m. Scott kind of joined us here in our first segment to let you know a little bit about the course. For those that have never played it, it is public now, as you said. Tell us a little bit about what makes this land and this layout unique.
Well, at this golf course, the only flat hole on the golf course is the first hole. But the first hole has its own unique challenges. When you guys were here last year, we discussed number 7, which was our signature hole that has the green that looks like it runs one way and actually goes the other way. Well, the one thing with number 1 is it's a risk reward. You get down on the first tee and you're ready to pull out a driver on a 250-yard par 5, or par 4, sorry, 250-yard par 4, but if you pull it a little bit left, you're in a pond. If you hit a little bit right, you've got some trees and a tough shot into a green, and this green actually runs away from you, too, and it's guarded by 2 sand traps.
Other than that, it's a
right. Yeah. I mean, but as you stand on the tee, it looks straightforward.
It does,
Personally, myself, I like to hit a 4-iron down there, leave myself a wedge in, because if you're a little bit farther back, it's a little bit, you know, better chance to hold the green, where, you know, you could be a little bit more errant with a longer driver or 3-wood. Or
first time I played it, we played 18. We came through the second, you know, first time, driver, come on. Second time, 5-iron. Yeah. I'm like, all right, fool me once, right? You know, because it even if you're if you're able to carry it, it's tough to hold the green because it runs away from you, and it's not that easy coming back. It's always the short par fours that get you.
It is.
Right?
I love the short par fours. I love on the PGA Tour when we see them, the holes that have maybe different tee boxes that allows it to turn into some of those risk reward, especially, you know, on the pro tour where guys can maybe drive the hole, these shorter par fours that, you know, on the PGA Tour camp, well, they would be maybe what, 320s and 330s.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
I guess the one that would come to mind is the 17th at the Waste Management Open. It's kind of a cool hole how they can drive it and
you can't lay up on that. So there's a brilliance.
Yeah.
When Weisskopf came through in that hole, they put the fairway bunker like in a, they created a fairway bunker in the middle at about 190 yards out. So you can't really lay up because the layup short of the bunker, it's a very tight zone, and it still leaves you, you know, not the easiest of wedges. It'll be a wedge for them, but it's not an easy shot in. And then so you got to play it over that bunker, and then it just can skip. And if you're at left at all, you're in the water. You can go through the green and in the water. It's brilliant.
It came to mind because of how the water is here to the left of the green, similar to that hole in Phoenix. But yeah, it's a really cool setup. And Scott, the hills that we get to see here, for those that maybe live closer to the Buffalo area that are listening, more flatter golf courses here, not here. You get some unique lies that maybe you wouldn't have at other places.
Yeah, as you're going through the golf course, you're going up the hill, you're coming down the hill. Side hill wise, I think last year when we were here, Jeff was talking about how to hit a shot off a side hill lie, because that's what you get here a lot, and it makes it a unique challenge. We're not an overly long golf course, but the views here are amazing. especially in the fall. I mean,
all the maples
in the fall time, you can overlook the whole valley over towards Attica, towards Warsaw to the east. The trees are great, and you know, not to say that the summer isn't beautiful, but it, you know, the sunsets here are great over the hill and everything else.
How many maple trees are capped out there?
Right now we have about, I think there's 3,600 taps or so out there.
We
have about 50 acres of maple woods out there, and, we have a MB Maple did a great job, with getting them tapped and providing us with, or well, we get our maple syrup through that. So when you eat breakfast here, or our sweet potato fries come with actual maple syrup.
what were you talking about before the show?
We're back to talking about food again. All right, back to
talking. Every week when I go back and listen to the show, I'm like, okay, we have to stop interrupting the guests when they bring up food with my noise effect.
Brian, I was the final cut of the TD Green TV show, which is going to be on this weekend on Channel 2, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what, we use 15 cameras? You know, they add 10 pounds. I'm like, what the hell happened to me?
Well, listen to the radio show. Yeah, that's what happened to you.
Sweet potato fries and breakfast. Okay, sorry.
No,
we digress.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful property, and it's also, I feel too, like, you know, it's a 9-hole course, but I never feel, you don't feel crowded by the holes, right? They're spaced out.
Right. I can't think of maybe from the ninth hole down to the fifth hole is the only time that you can actually hit it into the opposite fairway. There isn't any other holes up here where hitting a player on the next hole over is even.
Have you played with Tim Faulkner? Because he could hit it.
I'm sure
a few fairways wide. Yeah, a couple
I'm
times.
Sure, yeah, I'm, yeah. Sure, I'm sure he could. He could spray it left and right with the best of them.
Yeah, he's never won the club championship here. I heard. Right?
No, he's runner up a couple of times.
All right. I just wanted.
Isn't it? What is it? Is it like this? Isn't the old game show like the secret word or whatever? Like if somebody says it, they
password,
get slimed.
Password.
Right. Or the Nickelodeon show when somebody would say the word of the day, they get slimed. I feel like that's it with Tim here.
Yes.
We have to at some point slip him in here. Tim's a big fan of the show. We love that he listens to the show. We're here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course with the owner and superintendent Scott Howard, Brian Colesfield, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios here on WGR. Okay, you mentioned it is public, but also there's an opportunity to get season passes and other, maybe I guess you call it memberships. So what are some of the options for the public that might want to come play here, or even just they want to come up and just play nine holes?
So we have a rate of, nine holes with a cart, $22, 18 holes with a cart, which, as you said, you play around twice. We have three sets of tees. A lot of the former members, because it used to be set up as you played this one on the front nine and this one on the back nine, we kind of made it where we've got a front set and a back set, but they'll still play the back set the first time and the front set the next time to make it unique. There's some different tee boxes. And it's $33 for 18 holes in a cart. We offer two season passes. We have a weekday membership that's $500 for the year, and we have a full season pass, which is $800 for the year. And if you're one of those people that, you know, every time I play golf, I'm taking a cart, we actually offer a season cart pass so that you can pay for your cart for the season up front. And you just come in, you check into the golf shop, and the golf shop attendant gives you the key and puts you on the tee sheet and says, here you go, have fun.
Beautiful.
I'm just going to point out, so if you're a group of buddies, you're looking for a change of pace or you want to try something new, you come out here to Attica's 10th hole and golf course, you book 18 for your group, $33 a guy.
I was going to say the same thing. $33.
You're going to have a day. You can. I'm guessing you get a breakfast, lunch, a few beers, and golf for $100 or less per guy.
Yeah,
and have an awesome day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful ride. $33 to play golf. It's amazing here.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you need to up your price.
I was just going to say, Scott, I remember.
Market up there more.
But your regulars are like, stop.
Yeah. Well,
it makes it great, you know?
Saturday and Sunday morning, it is 38, but I know I'm really twisting the knife here.
No.
Inflation. Yep.
Yeah. But, we are pretty well open as far as availability. Most of the times during the weekdays, we have leagues on Monday and Tuesday night.
we have a league on Thursday morning. Those are really the only times that we're booked. Tee times do fill up very fast on weekend mornings, weekend afternoons. It's usually less busy. So, you know, getting out here and enjoying. We get a lot of beginners out here. We get a lot of people that are just learning the game, even that just enjoy the afternoon out in the sunshine.
Jeff, how much have we talked about over the years, especially, you know, with your work with the PGA of America, of how they have been promoting that playing nine is a good idea, that if you don't have time for 18, but you still want to get some golf in, that playing nine now is something that people should really think about. That obviously here is a
very easy option. Golf can be time consuming, and but playing nine is easy, 2 hours. And I'd always rather play than practice. You know, I'm that player. So,
I'm with you.
Yeah, and I would love to come out here and play nine, you know, jump out, get around real quick. And that's golf's supposed to be fun. And like you said, you got a lot of beginners. This looks like it's a fun place to play golf.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been hearing about this place for 30 years before I ever got here. And it just looks like one of those places you walk around, you hit the ball, you have a good time, you enjoy the scenery, have a nice drink, and really, really enjoy your day for, what is it, how many for nine? $20-something dollars for nine?
33, yeah.
33?
Yeah.
That's inexpensive, with a cart.
Tournaments, are you able to handle tournaments? How's the calendar look? Like, how far in advance should people think, like, people are like, I think I'm going out to a golf tournament. And, you know, finding venues has become a challenge. Golf tournaments, you know, do you have room this year? Or how far in advance should people be looking for next year?
Well, we do have a little bit of room, a little space left. We can only accommodate about, I would say, comfortably, to make it less than a five-hour round of golf, is 64 golfers in an outing. You know, some of these big outings kind of stay away because we can't accommodate that many players.
But in reverse, though, there are places that would say, well, you got to have a minimum of 100. So maybe your business just wants to take 40 guys out. Well, now they could do that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, our calendar for outings, I think we only have about four or five on the calendar throughout the summer. We actually host our own, we call it an open invitational. You don't have to be a season pass. You know, an invitational as a member, it's like a member guest. Well, here, you don't have to be a member. The only thing we require is that you have an established gin handicap for you and your partner. And it's a two-day tournament with dinner both nights. And we do a two-man scramble the first day with handicap, two-man shamble the second day. So, again, it's one of those. It's competitive, but it's also fun. It will be July 9th and 10th this year. And I believe that's a Friday and Saturday. And a practice round on the 8th if you're able to play a practice round.
Excellent. Also, you've got a relationship going on with the Batavia Muck Dogs, right?
8th and 9th will be.
8th and 9th.
8th and 9th.
8th and 9th. Okay.
Batavia Muck Dogs.
Yeah.
Baseball in Batavia, which isn't that far down the road here.
Nope. Batavia Muck Dogs, who their season actually starts June 1st. We are going to be up there and have some advertisement with them. We have a couple of nights where we have a table up there to hand out information about the golf course. It's something new that we're trying this year to try to, you know, advertising is tough. You know, we use our Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a Twitter page, Instagram. But other than that, you know, it's hard to find a good way to reach the people that we need, which is why, you know, this is great for us to have you guys here because we are able to hit our target market, which is the golfers. And
right,
I listen to you guys every week, as I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of ad execs who will ask you, hey, well, we can do this, and that, right? I mean, and you could scattershot, right? I mean, you know, you're looking to get a rifle and laser point. You're not looking to have buckshot or even birdshot, right? I mean, so understandable for sure.
Yeah. Website is atticas10thhole.com. And as Scott said, on Instagram and on Twitter, at atticas10thhole. That's how you can follow them there. I posted some pictures. You can check them out this morning on my Twitter feed, at BrianWGR, of our view inside the clubhouse of the first tee box and the ninth green. Course looks in great shape.
And we're going to send Alex Brown out here soon to get some photos for TeeToGreenRadio.com, our website, one of our stories. We're going to send our guy out here to
show you this golf course for folks who haven't seen it, then they're going to be like, oh, I need to go there.
Yeah, get some leaves on the trees. They're popping right now. Yep.
They're starting.
Yep.
About time, right?
Yes.
Warm weather this week. We're looking forward to that.
And the sun is now drenched over the course. It's going to be a great weekend and this next upcoming week. Scott, it looks like great golf weather.
Yes, it does. We're excited to get things dried up. I know a lot of courses, and I've talked to a lot of superintendents around the area that are frustrated with the wet start, but let's hope that the slow start brings into a great golf season.
I agree.
Your fellow superintendents around the area, they got to be proud of you. I would think, right?
I think
how's it going, man? Jealous or whatever. I'm rooting for you. Those things.
Actually, the Golf Course Superintendents Association, especially here in New York State, we're a pretty tight knit group, and we talk a lot, and they always ask me, how is it going? You know, hey, do you regret doing anything? I have no regrets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? A lot of people talk about doing things, Scott, and you and your wife and your family went out and did it and are doing it. So I'm proud of you, as a friend. So I'm happy for you. Really am.
Atticus10thhole.com, also 585-591-0133
yep.
is the number. If you want to call, get some information. Or again, you can come in. The restaurant here is a great spot to come and have a meal if you're in the Attica area at Attica's Tent Pole.
Oh, Scott, I'm on Facebook. You'll see the food pictures. You'll be like, whoa.
Good stuff. Scott, thanks for having us as always, and appreciate you coming on.
Yep, thank you for being here. Thanks for having me on. And, I'm looking forward to playing in the Duster Challenge this year. I'm not going to lose in the playoff round.
That's right.
It was a competitive one last year.
It was, yes.
We'll have Scott there again this year.
All right, played Scott. The kid, right? He didn't lose to the kid.
No.
The one kid who was like, he was awesome.
Right? Hey, from East Aurora?
Yes.
I forgot his name. Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he was awesome. Anyways. All right.
Time out here from Attica's 10th hole. When we come back, we'll get our Western PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff. You're coming out to play Attica. He's going to give you some tips on how to play well here. We'll check our pro leaderboards. And also, we're going to do a quick check-in at Batavia Downs, just down the road here from Attica. We'll get our Derby picks at Derby Day. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs joining us next here. Along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus, I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up from Attica's 10th hole and golf course here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Colesfield, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. We're live at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. Big thanks to the owner, Scott Howard, for joining us last segment. If you missed his segment or information on the golf course, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section in just a little bit. WGR550.com. All the information that you may need about coming out to play, coming out to eat, Attica's10thhole.com. is the website. We'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here coming up in just one moment, but we want to bring in a friend of the show from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, Ryan Hasenauer, the director of marketing there. It is Derby Day, and as we do the first Saturday of May, we know all of the golfers like to maybe get in a little wager on the Derby. So yes. Let's bring in Ryan now. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing well. It's the first Saturday in May, so I know it's a busy day for you.
It is. I was up bright and early going over some notes and, getting my suit all ready to go. We're ready to welcome thousands of people over there at Batavia Downs and at the OCV branches and Easy Bets all across Western New York today. So everyone's going to be at their A game today.
Ryan gave me a Kentucky Derby glass when he's on Western New York Living a few years ago. And every year at the Derby, I drink a little bourbon out of it.
There you go.
for the Derby. You're getting the spirit of it.
That's right. One of the hats. The cats? Don't they wear hats at the Derby?
The women do.
The women do.
Well, I guess the hats
do too. Whatever. Yeah.
So I'll be up, Ryan, with you today at Batavia Downs. We'll have, obviously, a full breakdown of the field and everything that can go on today. But while we just got you here for a few minutes on Tee to Green, tell everybody about what are the headlines going in for the 148th Derby today.
So late breaking news yesterday, the number 20 horse was scratched, Ethereal Road. He is scratched, and he will be replaced by the number 21, the Rich Strike. So we do have a change there. Not too much of a big deal. I don't think Ethereal Road is going to win. It's 30-1. Rich Strike doesn't look like he's got much of a shot at 30-1 either. Brian, as you may know, as I know you know from covering the Derby with me so many years, obviously last year was one of the most controversial ones in the history, throwing out the winner there many months afterwards. And Bob Baffert, of course, is banned from Churchill. And he is not allowed to have horses there. However, a couple horses that were being trained by Bob Baffert have found a new home with, what do you know, one of Bob Baffert's former apprentices. So two of the horses, Messier, who, yes, is named after the former Mark Messier, the former player there, and number 12, Taiba, both of those are with Tim Yak Team, which is one of Bob Baffert's apprentices, and both of those guys will still be racing in the race this afternoon. So we'll see what happens with those guys. Both of them have very good speed figures in their last race when they raced in the Santa Anita Derby, so they could certainly be part of the final superfecta today.
What are you looking at in terms of your picks and for those that like to bet a long shot, how about throw out a name, a horse or two that you think maybe could be an option?
There is a lot of chatter about this year's Wise Guy horse, which is the number 8, Charge It. He's one of the three gray horses here in the race. Todd Pletcher is the trainer. We all know Todd, another great trainer there. And Luis Saez is on his back. He's just lightly raced. He's only got three career starts, and he was second in the Florida Derby to the number 15 horse, White Abario. But he's a very, very good horse, and he's been training very, very well. So those people they call the clocker, people that are there early in the morning, all week, watching the horses work out, the buzz apparently is that Charge It is a live long shot at 20-1. So maybe include him in all your exotic bets today.
I was going to ask you about White Abario because I know someone associated with the horse. And just your thoughts on Abario, White Abario.
Love White Abario. In fact, Nick the Railbird, who was on WGR yesterday with Jeremy and Joe DiBiase, they were talking, and that's actually the horse that Nick the Railbird, who's one of our handicappers, that's who he likes to win the whole thing. He loves that horse. back-to-back wins at Gulfstream in the Florida Derby. He presses the pace, and he came just off the front of the pace in the Florida Derby to win. His jockey, Tyler Gaffalione, has won the last six straight jockey titles at Churchill Downs. So, you know, the jockey knows what he's doing. He'll probably, you know, be in the mid-pack, and then he'll move late. You know, he'll be a stalker near the front of the field and then try to make his move late. And also, just so you guys are aware, there's actually a little bit of a local connection, too. The jockey on the number 14, Barber Road, which is the third gray horse from the other two we just talked about, the jockey's from Rochester, Ray Lou Gutierrez. So look for a local connection. Look for the number 14 horse, and his jockey's born in Rochester.
Brian, the 15-6-3-10, that's your exact-a-box. Exact-a-box that, all right?
Got it.
Maybe superfecta-box it. I don't know. Listen to Ryan, because every year we give you money, and we never get money. Ryan, make sure he listens to you.
Ryan,
I know you make money.
Jeff and Kevin gave me money here, so we have our tee to green budget bet here. So we will when I come in and see you later today for the show, we'll be getting that going. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on at Batavia Downs today for the party?
Sure. So we have three parties out of Batavia Downs today. There is one party inside 34 Rush. Brian and I will be there from 2 to 5. We've got Deep Eddie Vaca is going to be there doing sampling from 3 to 5, and you can make your bets inside of that room and just visit the bar, watch the opening races on the huge giant screen we got in there. There is a $30 lunch deal party, which is inside of Park Place. Inside there, we'll have the folks from Maker's Mark, as well as, you guys are Ruby Red Kolsch fans? You guys like Ruby Red Kolsch?
Yes.
Okay. Did you guys hear about the new tropical pineapple Kolsch they're debuting or not?
Oh, pineapple.
Yeah, it debuts like.
I think I'd still put the grapefruit ahead of it.
Well, this debuts on Thursday.
but go ahead.
But they're going to be doing sampling with that from 3 to 5 inside of the Park Place room, and you can also make your wager in there. For $30, you get your choice of chicken or pulled pork, a $5 wager on the Derby, as well as $20 in free play. And then there are still limited tickets remaining for the giant Derby gala upstairs, which is inside of the clubhouse. That's $130 per person, but you get open bar for 2.5 hours, a full buffet, $60 in free play, a $20 bet on the Derby, free Derby program, and there's going to be sampling from Woodford Reserve up there as well. So really an action-packed day over at Batavia Downs. And you can also visit the OTV branches, too. All of them will have those shirts and glasses for giveaways. We've got folks from Batavia Downs, from our staff, our accounting staff, and our marketing staff going to be at the branches to kind of help people. A lot of people, this is their one day they go. We'd love to see you more than once per day, but if you're coming into the OTV branches today and you can't quite remember how to make a bet, we've got staff there to help you along there today, too.
Beautiful. Well, Ryan, we appreciate your support of our TD Green Fantasy League. We're just going to announce our winners, but each month, just to let everybody know, if you win the month, you get to have what they call the Stay and Play VIP package. At Batavia Downs, you get a night in their new hotel. You get a restaurant gift card to eat at one of their great restaurants, and you get free play money, too, to play out on the casino floor. So,
amazing prize.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, well, I might as well say it here. Brad Zeitch. Congratulations, Brad. You won the Stay and Play. He got first place out of all of our entries.
He beat me by how much? I was close.
You were close. You finished in fourth out of all over 100. So
sweet.
Ryan, thank you for the support of our Fantasy League, as always. So Brad will be, I'm sure, checking in with you soon to set up his Stay and Play day.
And that sounds great. Congrats.
Awesome. Okay, Ryan.
I let people know I can't win.
Just yes, it is. No, we're going to say that here.
I finished fourth. I'm not eligible.
That's right.
I want people to know that.
Ryan, thank you for joining us. I'll see you a little later today. We'll be on GR 2 to 5 for the Derby show.
Ryan will have the chicken and the pulled pork.
Yes, get that ready.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys then. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ryan has an hour. Batavia Downs, a good friend of the show here on TD Green. Yes, so Batavia Downs Gaming, Casino, and Hotel, they provide the top prize each month. So Brad Zeitch is our winner. Congratulations, Brad. I know I sent you an email this week, Brad. You'll get your prize in the mail here shortly. Also, second place, Jonathan Robbins. He gets golf and a cart and a guest.
Really? There's more than one prize?
At Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst.
Come on!
Another supporter of TD Green. So we thank Batavia Downs and Glen Oak. They're going to be providing our prizes all year long.
That's the best. This is the best fantasy league to be in.
So here's how you do it. So if you go to, I'll tweet it out during the commercial coming up, at Brian WGR. Also, I'll put it on our TD Green handle as well at TDG Buffalo. You can sign up. It's free. top two finishes every month get the prizes from Batavia Downs and from Glen Oak, and that's how we're going to do it every week. Now, you mentioned you can't win, but we got to do this here. So how about our staff coming through big? So you mentioned Alex Brown, our,
yes,
our photographer.
Yes.
He finished in a tie for second with Jonathan. Alex, of course, also not eligible.
Wait, Alex beat me?
So Alex,
Alex,
by the way,
you're fired.
Alex didn't know that he was ineligible until this email came out. I just let him know. So Alex, sorry, you're on the payroll now. You can't win the prize. Sorry. But great job. He finished second. And then you finished in fourth for out of 113 entries.
And you and
pretty amazing, pretty amazing there, huh? All right. Should we reveal where you and I were?
Jeff is last.
All right.
No.
Okay.
You put a pick in this year.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Let me go to the year to date here. I got to slide down. Yeah. So Alex is in second. Kevin, you're in fourth.
Who's in
now? Third? Jeff Blank, who does our weekly picks.
Yes.
He's in 11th. So he also
is
doing great.
That's impressive.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Now we got to slide down for the bad news here. Where am I?
People.
All right. Cozy old 47th. Let's find Midas.
Oh,
keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. Now, this is supposed to be our golf pro, our expert.
I had Matt Thoma this week.
91st.
Oh,
out of,
pretty good.
Yeah. Out of 115.
You picked Homa this week?
It's like my high school ranking.
Yeah.
Homa this week could be doing, he could give you a big payout. You could move way up in the standings. By the way, at the moment, you are projected to have the most because Homa, no one took Jason Day, who's winning.
Yeah. I just don't trust the back.
The hands.
Jason
everything.
Day, yeah. I have Finau, who made the...
As I do as well.
Okay.
He made the cut, but not impressive.
Not great.
And McIlroy, the biggest name in the field, defending champion, made it on the number.
Yeah.
He bogeyed a couple coming in the rain, and it was a struggle for him.
Weather's been struggled. Different course. I mean, it's not... that's not Quail Hollow. The reason it's at TPC Avenel or Potomac, whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
Because Wells Fargo, which normally at Quail Hollow, is hosting the President's Cup this year.
That's right. They shifted it over.
So they shifted it for the year because they could have had it at both. Pebble Beach had the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and the U.S. Open the same year. But, you know, it's a private club. It's an uber ultra-private club in Charlotte. And my guess, I don't know this for sure, but they just don't want to give up 2 weeks.
You know the course well. Is that going to be good for the President's Cup?
Oh, it's going to be amazing for the President's Cup.
Yeah, it's a great facility.
Yeah. Played it once before they redid everything. And I thought it was pretty great. When I played it, and then they redid us all this stuff, and I'm like, I'd be there today with you. I'd love to go some year to the Kentucky Derby thing in Batavia Downs. We had Junior League, PGA Junior League, second week of Junior League week.
That's getting going.
And it's funny, last week, the picture, you know, a kid play out of Lancaster, and they put out a photo. I have to show you this. My son looks like John Daly with a backswing. He's got it all the way back. And Mike Szabo's like, Dylan smoked his drive on number 9. They played at East Aurora. So I asked him, I was like, only good shot I hit, Dad.
Let him keep ripping. Yeah, just
only good shot I hit, Dad.
Hit it hard in case you hit it.
Like, sometimes you only get one, son.
Yep. You mentioned Quail Hollow, and that's where they are this week for the Wells Fargo Championship. We might as well do our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes, Jason Day, 3-shot lead. 10 under par, 63-67 in his first 2 days. You mentioned Max Homa, your pick. He's in second, -7. Luke List and James Hahn, Kurt Katayama at -6, along with Denny McCarthy. McIlroy, I mentioned the biggest name, is at even. He made the cut right on the number.
And the Champions Tour report is brought to you by Donald Groff Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. Ken Duke is leading this week at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic at TPC at Sugarloaf. David Toms. These are some names from the past. And Steve Flesh, David Toms is actually tied for the lead at 7, and Steve Flesh is 2 shots back at 5 under. Some blasts from the past. Good to see those guys playing good again.
Kenny Duke, I interviewed him once after a round in New Orleans many years ago, and he just went off on the course setup. And I was like, all right, Ken, have a good day.
At least you know what he thinks.
Yeah. Champions Tour Report was brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
All right, the LPGA leaderboard, Palos Verdes Championship, presented by Bank of America.
And that was last week. There's no event this week, so we got a winner.
But we didn't have the winner last week, so I want to mention Marina Alex won, and she beat Jin Young Ko by 1 shot. So,
all right.
We had third round. We didn't have the final round, so there you go.
We got to mention that.
I hope the LPGA gets up to where they're playing as frequently
as the PGA Tour because the women's game is so strong.
I agree. It
really is.
All right, time out here from Attica's 10th hole and golf course. We'll come back. As we mentioned, there's a couple of bunkers down at the end of the first hole here. Jeff's going to give you his tip of the week on bunker play, and Jeff's got some exciting news, too, about a new venture he's involved with. We'll have that information when we return.
I'm changing the tip. Not bunker play.
Oh.
I'm changing it.
Oh, you're changing it.
Executive decision.
Stay tuned.
Right.
No, it's
better.
Strategy related.
Oh, strategy related. Okay. We thought it was bunkers. It's strategy related. All that coming up. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Meadus, Brian Colesio, live here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course. More coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Final segment of Tee to Green. We're live here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. Hope you get a chance to come out and give it a try. It's an awesome nine-hole venue. We're overlooking the first hole as we speak. People are on the first green on a beautiful Saturday here in Western New York. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA.
All right, Brian, I said we would change up strategy. So I want Jeff to talk about strategy on short par fours where it's drivable.
Like number one is here.
There aren't, I think a number three at Lancaster, number 11 at Lancaster, just ones off the top of my head. Every course seemingly has a drivable par four, but it's not always prudent to do so. So, Jeff, talk about strategy and what the players should be thinking about when they make the decision of should I hit driver here or a different club.
Now, data usually tells you want to be as close to the hole as possible. Proximity to the hole is always the number one factor in scoring. So in your mind, you think, well, I'm going to try to drive every par four that I can reach, and you're always going to try to reach par fives and two. But there are limitations to that when the penalty is severe. If you put yourself in a position where a missed shot will cause a much harder shot, one of the hardest shots you can have in golf is a 50 to 60-yard bunker shot. So if you're going to put yourself in a risk of, hitting it in the water or with that very, very difficult where your score effects start to go way up with a miss, that's what you want to avoid. And I also like to look at it like a pool player would look at it. If you shoot a lot of pool, you plan 2 to 3 shots ahead. I grew up watching Nick Faldo play golf, and the way he plotted his way around the golf course, hit it here to have the best angle at the pin there. So on a hole like this, the first hole, I'd want to lift a 4-iron or whatever down there. So I'd have a really good look at the pin, because if you miss the green, sometimes it's hard to get up and down at some of these short par fours. You're better off with a wedge in your hand. And then when you have that wedge in your hand, think about what kind of putt you want to leave yourself as opposed to just trying to hit it as close as you can, because those short par fours are typically going to be some of the most difficult greens around. So I'm going to try to leave myself an uphill putt. You just want to have the best opportunity for birdie. So when you're sitting on that tee, what's going to give you the best opportunity for birdie? Is it ripping it on the green and two putting, ripping it next to the green and trying to pitch it up and down? Or here, I would probably recommend, hey, hit some out there, flip a wedge up there and try to make a nice uphill putt.
Yeah, I like that. I like looking at him whereas, okay, where am I going to be in the fairway with a wedge in my hand? Because, we talk about...
And which wedge? Which wedge do you want to hit?
Well, right, but yeah. Any of them are better than a longer club or even from the rough where you're not sure, you're not guaranteed a lie. Right. Right?
And if it's a small, tough green, you're hitting from the rough, you can't get any action on the ball. So even if the ball lands on the green, it may trundle off and I got to get up and down for par. So it does put a priority. So you want to think a shot or two in advance.
Sometimes, too, you're too close to get enough spin on the golf ball if you want to play it past the flag and bring it back.
Right.
That factors in, too. Sometimes you see that where they're too close and they can't. You'll see pros do this. They can't spin the ball.
Yeah.
Some will go like, all right, if they're professionals, they'll want to hit it up there and their miss is the bunker.
Right.
Like they want to hit a cut, they'll aim at the bunker. If it doesn't cut, they're in the bunker. They're fine with that, unless it's a fried egg. And from that distance, you got a better chance of that than shorter shots.
True. And it also depends what's going on, if it's match play or stroke play, and what's going on in your round and how confident are you.
How you were hitting it before, right?
If I feel like I'm driving it great as I've ever driven it in my life. Hey, maybe I'm whipping out driver. Well, I got a little not lacking a little bit of confidence. I'm gonna make a confident and a confident swing with a different club.
And if you're two down with an automatic press, go for it.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah, it's just money. Just like we gave Brian.
That's right. That's right. Brian, here you go. Hey,
it's gone.
Hey, you're involved. You got a couple things coming up here, my friend. You are. Let's talk about the trip.
Yeah,
coming up with the PGA.
You're going to the PGA Championship, right?
Yeah, well, a group of veterans from the PGA Hope program. We're taking some guys down there, and we're playing in a little tournament before offsite. But we get to do some pretty cool things, and I get to spend some time with some great buddies and travel down to the PGA Championship and check it out next week. Yeah.
Jeff's being very humble. I just tweeted out the article. The PGA of America honored Jeff with a really cool article about all the work that he's done with the PGA and all of his work at charitable events and mentioning all of his military service and things like that. So check it out. I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR.
But just a guy, I'm going to this thing. Like PGA of America put it out on their website, a story about you. You're a Marine and really started the Hope program here in Western, very instrumental in starting that. So you deserve this honor, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's fun for me. It's really, really fun.
Check out the article at Brian WGR. I just tweeted it out. And, Jeff, you got a new venture that you're excited about that you're working with that's going on called Golf Dojo.
Yeah,
tell everybody about
Golf Dojo. We're opening up four TrackMan simulators on Transit Road. Check out mygolfdojo.com. It's a little different setup, though. You know, like Nick at Niagara Falls at Lincoln Tapster, he's got a beautiful setup at the TrackMans, and nice, and he's got a bar. We're not that type of setup. We're more of a, hey, you go in, we've got the nicest TrackMans you can purchase, and you can close the doors. We've got these huge bays, 18 feet wide, 30 feet deep. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf just pimped out our turf, and it looks great in there. And you can close the doors. You book online, get your time. You can get memberships, so you get a discount on their times. And it's just going to be a really cool, immersive golf experience for people that want to have their own space and their own time on the simulators. And we bought the best simulators we could. We made the best rooms we can. And we're really creating something really fun and cool. We're going to be giving a lot of lessons, running programs, Hope programs, junior programs, a ton of things. It's going to be like a golf club, and just with no bar in there. We kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Golf Dojo. We'll have more information in the coming weeks. That
will
be a part of TV.
Soft opening this week,
going
Thursday.
Forward.
Yes.
All right. Check it out.
Yep.
All right. That'll put a wrap on our show here. And, Kevin, we should say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. So
happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Right.
Anybody going to brunch tomorrow?
I am.
There might be
a few brunches being sold tomorrow.
We're hosting a brunch.
Yeah. And you can come and get great Sunday brunch here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course. Again, the number 585-591-0133, atticas10thhole.com. Come and see Scott Howard here and his friendly staff. They'll take care of you. Just a really cool gem, and we thank Scott for having us here this week. All right, that'll do it.
One show.
Tee to Green.
Yep.
Good time as always here out in Attica. Thanks to Zach and Josh back in our studios. For Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Final segment of Tee to Green. We're live here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. Hope you get a chance to come out and give it a try. It's an awesome 9-hole venue. We're overlooking the first hole as we speak. People are on the first green on a beautiful Saturday here in Western New York. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA.
All right, Brian, I said we would change up strategy. So I want Jeff to talk about strategy on short par fours where it's drivable.
Like number one is here.
There aren't, I think a number three at Lancaster, number 11 at Lancaster, just ones off the top of my head. Every course seemingly has a drivable par four, but it's not always prudent to do so. So Jeff, talk about strategy and what the players should be thinking about when they make the decision of, should I hit driver here or a different club?
Now data usually tells you want to be as close to the hole as possible. Proximity to the hole is always the number one factor in scoring. So in your mind, you think, well, I'm going to try to drive every par four that I can reach, and you're always going to try to reach par fives and twos. But there are limitations to that when the penalty is severe. If you put yourself in a position where a missed shot will cause a much harder shot, one of the hardest shots you can have in golf is a 50 to 60-yard bunker shot. So if you're going to put yourself in a risk of, hitting it in the water or with that very, very difficult where your score effects start to go way up with a miss, that's what you want to avoid. And I also like to look at it like a pool player would look at it. If you shoot a lot of pool, you plan 2 to 3 shots ahead. I grew up watching Nick Faldo play golf, and the way he plotted his way around the golf course, hit it here to have the best angle at the pin there. So on a hole like this, the first hole, I'd want to whip a 4-iron or whatever down there. So I'd have a really good look at the pin, because if you miss the green, sometimes it's hard to get up and down at some of these short par fours. You're better off with a wedge in your hand. And then when you have that wedge in your hand, think about what kind of putt you want to leave yourself, as opposed to just trying to hit it as close as you can, because those short par fours are typically going to be some of the most difficult greens around. So I'm going to try to leave myself an uphill putt. You just want to have the best opportunity for birdie. So when you're sitting on that tee, what's going to give you the best opportunity for birdie? Is it ripping it on the green and two putting, ripping it next to the green and trying to pitch it up and down? Or here, I would probably recommend, hey, hit something out there, flip a wedge up there and try to make a nice uphill putt.
Yeah, I like that. I like looking at him whereas, okay, where am I going to be in the fairway with a wedge in my hand? Because, we talk about...
And which wedge? Which wedge do you want to hit?
Well, right, but yeah. Any of them are better than a longer club, or even from the rough where you're not sure, you're not guaranteed a lie. Right?
And if it's a small, tough green, you're hitting from the rough, you can't get any action on the ball. So even if the ball lands on the green, it may trundle off and I got to get up and down for par. So it does put a priority. So you want to think a shot or two in advance.
Sometimes, too, you're too close to get enough spin on the golf ball if you want to play it past the flag and bring it back.
Right.
That factors in, too, sometimes when you see that where they're too close and they can't. You'll see pros do this. They can't spin the ball.
Yeah.
Some will go like, all right, if they're professionals, they'll want to hit it up there and their miss is the bunker. Like they want to hit a cut, they'll aim at the bunker. If it doesn't cut, they're in the bunker. They're fine with that unless it's a fried egg. And from that distance, you got a better chance of that than shorter shots.
True. And it also depends what's going on, if it's match play or stroke play, and what's going on in your round and how confident are you.
How you were hitting it before, right?
If I feel like I'm driving it as great as I've ever driven it in my life, hey, maybe I'm whipping out driver. Well, I got a little lacking a little bit of confidence. I'm gonna make a confident swing with a different club.
And if you're two down with an automatic press, go for it.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, just money, just like we gave Brian.
That's right. Brian, here you go. Hey,
it's gone.
Hey, you're involved. You got a couple things coming up here, my friend. You are. Let's talk about the trip.
Yeah,
coming up with the PGA.
You're going to the PGA Championship, right?
Yeah, well, a group of veterans from the PGA Hope program. We're taking some guys down there, and we're playing in a little tournament before offsite. But we get to do some pretty cool things, and I get to spend some time with some great buddies and travel down to the PGA Championship and check it out next week. Yeah.
Jeff's being very humble. I just tweeted out the article. The PGA of America honored Jeff with a really cool article about all the work that he's done with the PGA and all of his work at charitable events and mentioning all of his military service and things like that. So check it out. I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR.
But yeah, just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to this thing. Like PGA of America put it out on their website, a story about you. You're a Marine and really started the Hope program here in Western, very instrumental in starting that. So you deserve this honor, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's fun for me. It's really, really fun.
Check out the article at Brian WGR. I just tweeted it out. And, Jeff, you got a new venture that you're excited about that you're working with that's going on called Golf Dojo.
Yeah, tell everybody about Golf Dojo. We're opening up four TrackMan simulators on Transit Road. Check out mygolfdojo.com. It's a little different setup, though. You know, like Nick at Niagara Falls at Links and Taps, he's got a beautiful setup with the TrackMans, and nice, and he's got a bar. We're not that type of setup. We're more of a, hey, you go in, we've got the nicest TrackMans you can purchase, and you can close the doors. We've got these huge bays, 18 feet wide, 30 feet deep. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf just pimped out our turf, and it looks great in there. And you can close the doors. You book online, get your time. You can get memberships, so you get a discount on their times. And it's just going to be a really cool, immersive golf experience for people that want to have their own space and their own time on the simulators. And we bought the best simulators we could. We made the best rooms we can. And we're really creating something really fun and cool. We're going to be giving a lot of lessons, running programs, Hope programs, junior programs, a ton of things. It's going to be like a golf club. And just with no bar in there. We kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Golf Dojo. We'll have more information in the coming weeks. That's going to be a part of TV.
Soft opening this week,
going
Thursday.
Forward.
Yes.
All right. Check it out.
Yep.
All right. That'll put a wrap on our show here. And, Kevin, we should say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. So
happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Right.
Anybody going to brunch tomorrow?
I am.
There might be.
A few brunches being sold.
I think we're hosting a brunch.
Yeah. And you can come and get great Sunday brunch here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course. Again, the number 585-591-0133, atticas10thhole.com. Come and see Scott Howard here and his friendly staff. They'll take care of you. Just a really cool gem, and we thank Scott for having us here this week. All right, that'll do it.
One show.
Tee to Green.
Yep.
Good time as always here out in Attica. Thanks to Zach and Josh back in our studios. For Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Meadus, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.